Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August the 4th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn steady at 551 and 3 quarters, September wheat up 6 cents at 730 and a half, and November beans up 2 and a half cents at 1322 and a quarter. Really pretty quiet. We didn't see any export announcements this morning. The weather in Russia and Argentina, still very dry, and that helped push wheat up a little bit here. But the Minneapolis-Chicago spread's been losing out a little bit here, and I'm not sure that wheat's going to be able to hold up. I mean, we really need to see better demand out here than we've seen. But the weather's dry there, so certainly our prices can rally as these world stocks get smaller and smaller out here. The beans and corn kind of mixed out here, higher and lower during the night. It looks like we're going to get some rains in eastern Iowa and through Minnesota. Nebraska's chances improved from like 10 or 20% up to 30 to 40%. So it looks like we've got a chance of rain across the Midwest over the next 7 days. So that's been enough to put the pressure certainly on the bean market yesterday. I don't know that we're getting enough rain to really turn these into bumper crops. Seems doubtful to me. But I'm kind of surprised the beans have broken this much. Now, we might see the Chinese step up and buy. I thought we'd see it yesterday. Didn't really happen. Maybe we'll see it today on lower prices. Crude oil is down $1.84 a barrel, down to 68. That's about a good $5 to $5.50 off the highs from the other day. So that could be a little bit bearish for the corn market out here. One thing that's a little bit helpful is the dollar is down 22 ticks, 91.87. We haven't been under 92 cents in a while out here. So maybe we can see a weaker dollar, which could support the export market, particularly in the wheat. But overall, it's as much about the short-term weather. Any rains now would certainly help the bean crop and the corn crop, but to a lesser extent. But the trade is focusing on next week's supply and demand and crop production numbers. We'll see that a week from tomorrow. We should start seeing some estimates out here, which may give us a better handle. Not that the estimates really mean a whole lot, but it'll at least give us an idea of what the market's generally thinking out here, which could be helpful for the trade. The big questions remain. Have we had strong enough yields south of I-80 to help the yields north of I-80? Is the demand offsetting some of the losses out there? Hopefully all these questions will be answered by a week from Thursday. But in the meantime, we've just kind of got to see what the guesses come out and try to get a real flavor for, you know, where does this market think it is? So we're going to be looking forward to those, and I think that'll certainly determine some of the daily prices out here. The other thing is the beans closed under the 100-day moving average last night for the first time. We've only had four closes under the 100-day moving average since a year ago, June. So if we have a second close, particularly lower today, two consecutive lower closes under the 100-day moving average, I think that would be a bit bearish out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.